Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to be able to talk about, leadership, because we're redefining, and that's what we're going to focus on this program, is just redefining how important it is as being in leadership in the church, that it really doesn't mean, I mean, there's a responsibility and accountability, and God's going to hold you accountable as a leader for not doing what he's called you to do, but you don't have a different Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a different gospel. And, but yet, you know, God holds the leader accountable. You don't hold the leader accountable if, you know, in that aspect of it. But begin to think about it. There's one thing, you know, the Brownsville revival that we saw was a lot of leaders get saved. We saw a lot of leaders had been, you know, preaching the gospel from podiums for years, get saved. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So it's possible. Matthew chapter 7 lets us know when Jesus said it is possible. And also this program, we'll be talking about the word bossy. I don't know if you heard this or not, but I think it's Sheryl Sandberg. She's the CEO for Facebook. She's starting a campaign. I believe she even wrote a book that she believes that we should remove the word and make the word bossy, remove it from our use. You can't use bossy anymore. It would be like a they call it a B word. It'd be wrong to call a lady bossy. Mm-hmm. Really, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And so they have people that are standing in. We're going to talk about what the Washington Post is saying about it. And you don't call, they want to ban the word bossy. First of all, you know, we're not going to talk about it yet, but just the fact that you're telling us we have to ban the word bossy.
I'm feeling bossy. Right now.
Clue, ding, 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 ding,
ding. Am I being bossed around here?
Yeah.
And secondly, it used to be an honor to be called the boss.
Hey.
You know, how many people said, this is my boss? Can you imagine your boss going, well, you know, I am running the company, but do not let anybody know. Don't ever call me the boss again.
Right. I strike the checks, but don't, you know.
Okay. But there are relationships and marriages where the man goes, well, let me check with the boss.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever heard that before. Mm-hmm. And so biblically, that ain't right. You know, biblically, there's order to that whole thing called marriage in the context of that. But if you're not married, it's the same. It's same for everyone. It's just unique in regards to marriage. And I mean, imagine if it's just. And so it's like, really? We want to talk about that, because this is very important, because we're losing every form of what is right and what is wrong. It's being attacked, and we're being polarized, you know, from every angle now. And right is wrong, and wrong is right. And it's like, you know, if in fact you have all those talents, you know, then it doesn't matter what folks call you. I mean, think about this. Dr. King could not have been a success if he allowed folks, what they said about him, to stop him moving forward, that he did this awesome, which I believe is an apostle, Christian apostle, for the Lord, in America, to bring us to a better place that we're supposed to be, original place we should have been. And how many people... You know, and so the writer we're going to be talking about in the Washington Post is saying, listen, just the fact of even having a campaign like that is making it harder on women, because, I mean, you're identifying, like, we can't handle somebody calling us bossy. And so that's a big question. That's a, because, I mean, think about it. We'll just go there first. We'll go there first. Because it's so important, because, you know, just because you're a man does not mean you're smarter than a woman. You know, anybody that's married knows that there's some things that your wife can do that you can't do, and there's some things that you can do that she can't do. And if you have sisters or brothers, you know that some are good at math and some, I mean, so it's not about intellect. It's not about intelligence. But when it comes to marriage, there has to be some sort of order to marriage in the context of that. But outside of that, it's, you know, there is no male nor female nor slave, nor it's all the same with the Lord. But it's like, what is going on? Well, think about stick fighting. Think about stick fighting. Think about that. Okay, he thought about it. Well, it's really, we have women that are proudly serving in the law enforcement. I mean, in the military, I'm personally very thankful for everybody that's willing to step up there and defend our country from enemies, foreign and domestic. Mm-hmm. But the men are in a dilemma. the more they push agendas like this about, you know, semantics and all of that, because, I mean, if you're two men in military and they're saying, you know, you can no longer use bossy, they're just going to give you the hardest time in the world as another man. I mean, just one gender alone by itself, all these men, and you tell those men you can't use the word bossy, they're going to give each other a hard time.
Yeah.
And you'll probably be bossed around for the whole enlistment period that you have there. Well, but think about stick fighting. This is important. This is important because of this, because of the narrative and all the things that are taking place. It's difficult for men to find their place in the society. It's difficult for them to know, you know, I want to honor you, but if I honor you, you're telling me that's disrespecting you.
Right.
If I open a door for you, you're looking at me and saying, who do you think I am? I can't open my own doors. And so the man who naturally wants to honor, he'll honor a man. He'll open the door for his boss. But if he wants to honor somebody, and so somebody's will feel like, you know, that's a negative thing. Well, think about this. Here you are in boot camp. You stick fight, by the way, just so you know. And what they do is you get a stick, and you put your hands on the stick, and the other soldier puts their hands on the stick. And then they just say, go. And whoever gets the stick wins. But because of the narrative and the spirit that's being put out right now, that you can have a man on one side of the stick, a male soldier, and a female soldier on the other side of the stick. And, you know, he could whip her butt and she could whip his butt, depending on their size and their make and how big they are and all that. So that's not the issue. The issue is a moral issue for him in regards to, I would feel terrible if, and this is what society will look at, if he wins and he takes the stick from her, they're going to say, I cannot believe that you did that to her. I mean, that's what, believe me, that's what society says. And, but if he loses the fight to her, then they'll tell him, I can't believe that you let her take the stick from you. And so he begins to get confused. And all of a sudden, he doesn't honor her anymore, and he needs to honor her. He needs to honor his brothers, and he needs to honor his sisters, and he needs to honor his fellow soldiers. And all of a sudden, now he gets married, and he's marrying a lady, and his children watch him not even honor their wife, their mother. And he's stick fighting. He's fighting with his wife, and she's fighting with him. And the kids are going like, what happened to the honor and what happened to the, and that whole narrative. And so when you're going into, that's a real difficult thing to do. And I'm not saying that in, you know, obviously, you know, it has nothing to do with intelligence or strength. There's some pretty strong men and women, but in regards to, that's a dilemma for men, not for men who don't care, not men that don't just says whatever. But if it's the other side of that, and the ladies stick fighting against the man, you know, what would the ladies say to the men? What the ladies would say to the woman? They would say, you know, you're going to blow for us if you don't take this stick. You're going to make all women look bad. So you have those two narratives coming against each other.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You fight with everything you got because they're going to think if you don't take that stick, that women don't belong here. You know, that's pretty much the narrative. And so she feels like now I'm representing the entire all women everywhere in the military versus, no, I'm an individual and I'm going to do my best, and ever how it comes, it comes. But who we are, how God created us, and just read the word of God, that's a dilemma in the context of that. And so she's struggling with, I'm representing all females everywhere here. Now I got to take this stick. So she mutilates this bipolar mindset of this man who's caught between two opinions. He don't know, should I just knock her head off? If he could, he might not be able to. She might be able to knock his head off. Or should I just let her have it? Should I fight a little bit and let her have it if he's stronger? You know what I'm saying? And anybody that's double-minded, they're not going to be all there. So she's double-minded, maybe, because she's in that dilemma of, I belong here, right? You know, this is right, right? Do I have to represent all women in the military just because I'm doing this? Why are you putting that pressure on me? Can't I just be me? And he's like, oh man, I lose if I do this and I lose if I do that. And so this, what happens to our defense? What happens to the defense of our country until we work this narrative out and begin to say, you know, how can I still honor you and allow you. In law enforcement, we have had male officers with me and female officers, and it worked beautifully together because we're able to honor each other. And there was things that female officers could do that male officers couldn't do. And when you're arresting folks and all that, you arrest women and you arrest men. And it was wonderful to be able to have that. Mm-hmm. And being able to say, you know what, we don't have to prove nothing. We could just prove the fact that we're fighting for our country and we're defending, you know, our nation. And the fact is that if you're bossy, you're bossy. See what I'm saying? It's okay. Hello. If you're bossy, there's some people that are bossy and some that aren't bossy. It could be your personality. But understand, it's not to tell somebody to say you're not bossy when you are bossy is to have people to begin to move in that wrong narrative and not to be able to, you know, get confused in the context of that. And it's ridiculous. They're trying to rule all these different words out. And we're going to go to break, but I want to say this. This one particular man I'll never forget, he was in such a huge dilemma. And he was trying to figure out how to fix his home. And over and over and over again, you know, he would actually correct everybody in their relationships, trying to, you know, help me out of my home. And he kept on trying to change the world to get his home right. And so finally, I just looked at him and said, why don't you just get your home right? Mm. You know, it's really difficult for us to arrange our life so you can have peace in your life. Why don't you get your home right? And you cannot change America to make you feel good. Just live your life and you do right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's all God requires of us anyway. And whatever way we go, doesn't really matter. Vocabulary is not going to make it. But the truth is, if you're bossy, you're bossy. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not, you're not. People wouldn't even say that.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.